So let's go on to one of the most feared subjects on planet Earth. And that subject is, I made a mistake. People spend their entire lives trying not to make mistakes. How ridiculous. If we look at how we've really learned anything, we've learned by making mistakes. We learn to ride a bicycle by falling down. We learn to walk by falling down. We learn to run by falling down and things like this. Yet, we're still conditioned in a reality of some people that mistakes are bad. Yet, mistakes are how we are taught. Mistakes are how we learn. All learning is physical. Even reading is a physical process, if you look at it that way. It is a physical process. But what we tend to do is punish people for making mistakes. And that's why most people don't get ahead. So making mistakes is how we learn. And those who are afraid of making mistakes learn the least. So if I can give you a tip here, there are school smarts and there are street smarts. In the real world, both are important. So you take what you learn in school and you go out and you make mistakes about it. That's how you get ahead. That's called street smarts. I will give you a tip on the secret of making mistakes. Every time I make a mistake, I do mean every single time, I feel terrible. I have never yet made a mistake and felt good about it. I've never said something I wish I hadn't said and felt good about it. I've never, done something what I thought was really stupid and felt good about it. Never, ever, ever. How many of you out there have gone home and beat yourself up? You know, I'm very good at beating myself up. And that's a natural human trait. But my mindset knows that when I get tired of beating myself up, there's a priceless lesson in that mistake. Inside that mistake is a kernel or a gem of wisdom that is absolutely priceless. And it's that wisdom that is street smarts. And for people who are those living in their academic ivory towers of not making mistakes, they don't have the street smarts. So after I lost my company, my nylon and Velcro wallet company, it came crashing down. I was nearly $1 million in debt. I felt terrible. In fact, I felt terrible for about a year. But the only thing that kept me going was I kept going back to talk to my rich dad, and he says, son, don't worry about it. He says, most millionaires have lost three companies. You've lost one. You got two more to go. And, oh, that makes me feel a lot better. You know, I felt terrible. But he also kept saying to me, he says, mistakes are how we learn. Go back in and find out what mistakes you made. And in that process of going through the rubble, the wreckage of my company, I learned more. I became a better businessman, not because I was successful. You know, like I said, the nylon Velcro wallet business took off. I was successful from the start, but somehow I had a bad feeling knowing because I wasn't smart enough to sustain the growth. I knew it was going to come down. And when it came crashing down, at that point, my rich dad said to me, he says, admit you made a mistake. Just say, I blew it. Go back to every single one of your creditors, guys you borrowed money for, say, I apologize, I blew it. This is what I did. Don't do what so many people do and deny it. Oh, I didn't make a mistake. No, 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 not me. It's your fault. It wasn't my fault. No, no, no. Or make an excuse. Well, I couldn't help it, you know, because it was the economy that was bad. It was my distributors did that. If you make excuses or you justify or you lie, you've wasted a very valuable learning experience. If you sit there long enough, you will get this gem of wisdom. When I finally recovered about a year later after that first horrific mistake and going through all the wreckage of my company, I sat down and I wrote down everything I did, what caused the mistake, and in there I found the answer. The answer for making the mistake was not my technical intelligence. The reason I lost my first company, the first big company, was I didn't have the guts to tell people no. I couldn't say no to people. In other words, one of my partners was my accountant. And he said to me, he said, yeah, don't worry, you know, the company's doing fine. And I didn't have the courage to say, stop, I want to see the books. I didn't have the courage to upset him because I was afraid of upsetting him. And it was something as life-changing as that. So today, when I'm in doubt, I don't have the problem of looking like an idiot and say, stop, I don't understand something. Tell me what is happening. Explain it to me. Don't pretend I know everything. And I was trying to pretend I knew everything, trying to be liked, you know, all that stuff that really caused that company to come falling down. Today, it was a priceless lesson in my life. If I don't understand something, I'll say, stop, explain it to me. If I don't like what they're doing, I'll call an audit. I will not go further if something is not going well. And that was a priceless lesson.